I would fade Brian just a little bit. He's a great dude. He's a
Oh,
great
not
player.
again, not again. You will jinx it. Not again.
The FS fans are going to come at me hard on social media.
That's what a good fantasy player does, stick to their own principles and go ahead with their, but I'm not a good fantasy player. I'm scared that Moneke will do a negative score again, so I traded him.
Welcome to the latest edition of the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast, and let's get right to it. Basically, I have two questions. You can choose where do we start. Do we go with my great advice about Isaac Bonga last week, or Javi's horrible decision to advise to the whole world Chima Muneke should be their captain?
That's a hard choice, and I hate to admit that you were right, but you were right about Isaac Bonga. Unfortunately, he wasn't much of a help. That's why he's not on my team anymore, so... Good for me that I took another lesson and I move forward. And now we can criticize Javi for his decisions.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, you know, Baskonia won the game by a lot of points. It was only logical that Moneke played well, but he didn't. It happens. That's why we have turns, and that's why we can fix things. And I was lucky to have Nils Sacco as my captain, and that allowed me to have a decent score. So I'm not complaining. It happens. I'm just happy that it wasn't in turn three this time, because otherwise I would be in trouble.
I am happy for you that it was not turned through, but I do have to admit my favorite part of the podcast is when we get to criticize Javi.
that's a good part.
I know. You're waiting for this, right?
I do think that this week, Veselky, you get the flowers of having had the highest score of the three of us.
Did I? Ah. That's good. I had a disastrous first double round week of the season. I hope this one will be better for me, but I think I did an okay job in round five. But do you know who did it even better last week than Carson Edwards and the Asvel duo? Milos Manojlovic, who was the winner of our private league. He definitely made it better than us. So good for him, and for everybody else that's playing in our league, you can still join. You can see the code right on your screens, and if you are the best in the next round, you'll get a shout out and an applause from us. That's a motive there, and beating us, which is not that hard apparently, but because we're not doing great yet. But yeah, come join us.
Let's move on to fantasy. It was a very interesting week. I had doubts about Maledon and Sacco playing as well as they did it before, but I think they played even better in Palau Laurana. Is it okay to keep them all the way, or should people take risks and drop them at some point?
I am all in on these guys, especially at their prices. Right now, Theo Maledon at 13 credits is playing like an elite player, a 15, 16, 17 credit guy. I see no reason not to have him until he struggles or proves me wrong. He will be on my team every week. And the same with Nils Sacco at 11.4 credits. I think that he's must have. This week, these guys are both on turn two players. So I built a heavy team around turn one. And then those are the guys that I can lead on in turn two.
I don't find why I should drop Maledon right now. But down the road, we will all need to make changes, to make adjustments, to have another player that's hot. For instance, TJ Shorts is pretty hot, and there's no way to stop him, apparently. He's proving everybody wrong. He keeps playing better week after week. I want to have him on my team at some point. I still haven't managed to do it, but I will do it. I promise. I will. I will find a way.
One thing that I wanted to bring up, Carson Edwards, 30 points last week, 32 the previous round, only 11 players in yearly history had back-to-back 30-point games. Is it an option for you guys, Frankie? What do you think?
Absolutely. First of all, ride the wave, ride the hot hand. When you see that there's no reason to stop, I don't see a matchup here, which is too much for me. And I think if we go back a year, we can remember he started with Fenerbahce and then came to Bayern. And a lot of people thought that he was in for a huge, huge season, which turned out not to be the case. But we're only a year on. He stayed at Bayern. He's more comfortable. He's an elite scorer. Again, ride the wave. He's on my team.
Let's dig into the double round then. Only three teams play at home, both games, Alba Berlin, Olympiakos, and Žalgiris Kaunas. By the way, Žalgiris 4-1, playing really well and being the, let's say, the surprise team of the season. Four teams play on the road both, Madrid, Barca, Bayern, and Monaco. That's because Fenerbahce, that plays back-to-back home games, plays one in Kaunas against Maccabi. I think it's a factor, and I think Olympiakos players, Bezenkov in particular, should be... Well, an interesting choice. Also, Shaquille McKissick, for whatever reason, he plays better at home than on the road. These two players are the ones that, based on the fact that they play twice at home, are the ones that I consider the most.
I will answer to you, Javi. I still have Bezenkov on my team. He's there from the beginning and he's not going anywhere. I think with his price, if I drop him, it would be impossible to get him back at some point. So for now, he's staying. Although the EuroLeague derby between Panathinaikos and Olympiakos is coming up. It's not this week, it's next week. So maybe I will have some doubts there because you never know when these teams face each other. But for now, Sasa stays.
The first thing I do every week when I'm looking to make my teams is to see, A, is there somebody who I had who I don't want to continue with? And the second thing is, are there players whose value have sprung up? So the Larkin injury, of course, made a lot of people think about Efes players, a lot of different Efes players, and I think a lot of us have taken Osmani for the fact that he's starting has an increased role. But that's where I go.
The one I'm recommending is Elijah Bryant. I think that is the logical choice. Bryant is the kind of player that with 30, 32 minutes, like he's playing lately, he always delivers. And I think Elijah should be one choice to follow this week. Also, I recommend it. I want to go there. Nick Wenner-Babb, 7.7 credits. He had 9 assists, 6 rebounds, 1 turnover. He's important in the team. And what I'm trying to say is that if you dig down under 10 credits, under 11 credits, there are plenty of choices. And I think that's going to be key in a double round.
I would fade Brian just a little bit, not as strongly as I felt last week about Isaac Bonga. I like Brian. He's a great dude. He's
oh,
a great
not
player.
Again. Not again. You will jinx it. Not again.
I just think it's important to understand the bigger picture that when you have a guy like Shane Larkin, every other player on the team benefits from the fact that Shane Larkin is on the floor and the attention and the defense focusing on him. And when he's not on the floor and all of a sudden Bryant is your main guy, well, that defense is focused on him. Can he put up those big numbers in that situation? I'm not so sure. Again, I'm not going strong like I did last week, but for me, it's a fade. I would be nervous about jumping in on him. I think that the fantasy credits that we're losing by not having Shane Larkin will be spread about a little bit differently. Personally, I'm just staying away from Bryant, at least for this week.
You know, guys, if Elijah Bryant doesn't play well this round, it's because Frankie thinks it.
Yeah, you can blame him. You can blame him directly.
The Efes fans are going to come at me hard on social media.
Speaking on injuries, Nikola Provitola has been out. Surprisingly, it wasn't Kevin Panzer, it wasn't Brizuela, it was Tomas Satoransky who actually stepped up. Eight more minutes and doing very well, especially in the Spanish league. They played Unicaja in Malaga. He had 14 points, 9 rebounds, 25 PAR. Problems. Barça is playing twice on the road. Should we stay away altogether from Barça, or should we try to go for either Satoransky or Park or Kevin Panzer?
I don't have a Barcelona player on my team currently, but I think Kevin Panzer is a good option because we know what can he provide, and he seems to be getting more comfortable in his new team, in his new role. So I think the only way is up now, with Laprovittola also out, but maybe there are other options.
I think when you're talking about players like Panter and Satoransky, and in general, most of the players on the Barcelona roster, these are guys who've already been on the bright stage. They played under the bright lights. They know what they're doing. So for them, two road games is not such a big deal, and I would not. It wouldn't make me nervous. In fact, the fact that Laprovittola is out and there's more minutes for them to be had, that's a reason that I would lead into them. I don't happen to have them on my team this week, but not because I don't believe in them or because I think there's a reason to run away from them. If they fit into your team, I think that Satoransky in particular is a very, very interesting prospect for this week.
So is it now the time to stop the philosophical and rhetorical questions and go look into our changes and who we picked for this week? What do you think, Javi?
Yeah, I'll go first. No problem. I took out Chima Moneke for whatever reason. I think he's going to keep playing well. No, I think he's going to keep playing well, and I like his matchup against Mirotic, but after the -4, that's what a good fantasy player does, stick to their own principles and go ahead with their... But I'm not a good fantasy player. I just... I'm scared that Moneke will do a negative score again, so I traded him. I traded Brizuela also. because I wanted Wally Bapp. So I traded Sterling Brown. And of course, Isaac Bonga. Frankie, this is your moment. Please enjoy. I traded Bonga. You were right. What can we say about it? Then I'm buying TJ Short because at this point, I think he's an essential fantasy player, goes to the line a lot. Even he's not hitting many three-point shots, and when he does, his PAR is going to be skyrocketing, basically. That's going to happen. He's a good three-point shooter. So I'm getting Short, I'm getting Wheeler Bob. I think it's Wheeler Bob at 7.7 credits is a steal, and everybody should have him. I have Osmani, and I bought with the money that I had, which was a lot, 11 credits. I got Colin Malcolm from Paris Basketball. So I'm rooting for Paris this week in a double week because with Malcolm and Shorts, I think I need good points from Paris. We'll see. Frankie, what do you have? What did you do?
Javi, I'm going to fact check you here for a second. What do you think TJ Shorts shot from three-point land last season when he was the Euro Cup MVP?
I don't know. Probably around 30%, right? That's why you're fact checking me.
Less than 30%. I think it was 27.9%. If I'm going by memory, it was not super high. TJ Short's fantastic basketball player, a fantastic fantasy player because he draws fouls, because he's so quick, because it's so hard to stop him. But the three pointers, that's just not one of the big weapons in his bag, and I don't expect it to come in. As far as the changes I made this week, I dropped three players, and I made a change of head coach. I got rid of Toko Shengelia, who really was an opportunistic pick last week because he played turn one and I wanted the chance. I didn't think it was a great matchup. It was not a great matchup. And for the price, I didn't want to keep him. And I got rid of two Maccabi Tel Aviv players I had, Rafi Menko and John DiBartolomeo. One reason is because Orkaz Jokubaitis should be back this week, and that will make a whole mess of the minutes. And then second, Maccabi is just a bit in chaos right now with the injuries, and it's hard to expect what to happen. So I decided to move away from both of those players. And I had Pablo Lasso as my head coach, and he's no longer there. The players I brought in, like many people, I have Osmani, Carson Edwards, and Tariq Biberovic of Fenerbahce, who's been red hot. And if I was already bringing Tariq, I told Charis he should come along as head coach too.
Well, Frankie, I have a question for you. Why you dropped coach Pablo Lasso? Bisconi is playing against Armani at home. Torre Messina's team is not doing great so far. So why the change?
First of all, trust the process. I just have to say, trust the process. So my process is when I look at my team each week and go to make changes, I first take off the players that I don't want there anymore. Then I look for the players who I really want to add. And then I see who else can I cut and how can I make it work. When I was done doing that this week and I had two credits left over, I looked, where was the change? Who did I want to get rid of? Who could I upgrade at two credits? And then I saw the opportunity that I could upgrade from Lasso to Charas with Fenerbahce playing Maccabi. And Maccabi right now is in a state of chaos. It's a bit of a mess. Sabin Lee isn't practicing with the team. It's just Rokas Jokubaitis coming back. I don't know what to expect from Maccabi this week, and I just thought Fenerbahce coming off a loss, that was more of a sure thing than taking Baskonia against Milan, where Milan is also looking to come back and bounce back, and it just made me nervous. And I felt with the two credits, just go there. I think that Charis is more of a sure thing, and he's a coach that I can keep for two rounds this week and thereby buy myself an extra trade for round seven. Also, I knew if I did that,
yeah,
you will make
me second guess my choice with Pablo Lasso, but I needed to make four trades with my player, so I don't think he's going anywhere. So I hope Baskonia will take the W at home and we will all be happy, apart from Lan, sorry guys there, but I have to take care of my team first. We'll go with my changes now. I made some changes for my centers. I had to drop both Daite and Diouf. I didn't really want to get rid of Mom, but because she was providing very well the last couple of rounds. But I really needed to get Tyreek Jones, finally. Because he's a beast. He takes much more minutes than Brandon Davies. He's the go-to guy for Partizan right now. And I also had to drop Diouf and to get an even more cheap guy there. I got with Ndiaye from Baskonia. He's getting some minutes lately. I think Baskonia doesn't have that wide of a roster, so Pablo Laso is trying to get the most out of everyone, and that's the way to do it, because you can't exhaust all your main guys and play with 5-6 players. And I also got two players from Anadolu Efes, Elijah Bryant and Ercan Osmani, who is also getting more minutes lately, and he's super cheap, 5.8 credits. So the two players I got rid of is Isaac Bonga, of course, because, yeah, you know why already. And to get Brian, I also had to drop Martin Hermansson, who is also, he remains a good choice from Alba. He does a little bit of everything. So if you still have him on your teams, that's a good choice. Don't need to get nervous because I traded him.
I think Mike James is a monster game waiting to happen.
And when it happens,
Erika will be
very
be,
happy.
Will be happy. Yeah. She's doing all she can to keep in the team.
Yeah, I respect.
I don't like you trading Hermansson because Alba plays twice at home, and this is where Hermansson plays better. But if it has to be done, it has to be done, I guess. So, team captains, I have TJ Sharps. It's very simple. He's the best player in my first lineup, let's say, and then I have Maledon and Sacco, like pretty much everybody else, as a second choice on the first game of Wednesday. We'll see about round seven. We'll post our teams on X, formerly known as Twitter. But right now, it's the short. Frankie?
My captain is Martin Hermansson. No, I'm just kidding. But he is one of my guys, and... He is one of my guys, and he is staying on my team. And at 9.2 credits, that is a must-have player. But no, Sasha Fezenkov will be my captain. I think whenever you have him in your lineup, he's got to be the captain. He's just too good. And like the rest of the world, I think I'd love to know what the percentages were. But I've got Theo Maledon on my bench. Comes in turn two, and if Sasha doesn't have a monster performance, then Theo's there waiting in the wings.
Well, no surprises for me. I also have Sasha Vazenkov as my captain. He plays on Tuesday, so he's my guy. And for turn two, I have my James, which, as Javi said, has a master's game coming, I hope. So if something goes wrong with Sasha, Mike will be my choice, probably.
Any game that you're looking forward to in particular, Vasiliki?
For general, this week, I think Anadolu Efes Barcelona is going to be a good game to see two injured players, different lineups, different protagonists. So that's one I'm looking forward to. And I think the Zalgiris Red Star is also a good choice.
If I could pick two, I go straight to Alba against Paris, so I can see Martin Hermansson against Shorts, and then see who's made the better picks this week. And then of course the headline game is Olympiacos against Real Madrid, and
I will say that live.
But there's so many games up there that it's gonna be a lot of fun. Vasiliki, they can find us on Twitter, I guess, right? Or X, probably known as Twitter.
Of course. Everybody can find us there and see if we make any last minute changes. And of course, what changes we will have for round seven, because it's a double round week and we will only have one episode. So you will find all you need there. And ask us anything, any questions, any dilemmas you have, and we will give you definitely the wrong answers, but it's okay. We will give you an answer, at least.
Deep down with nice people, I promise.
Yes.
Frankie, anything to add?
Just I ask you please to like this episode, subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and leave us a comment and let us know what you like and what we can do better in the future going ahead.
See you next week here in the Yearly Fantasy Challenge podcast.
Bye.